The Unknown Domain. What is the difference between one who is enlightened and one who is not? There is no difference. Everybody is enlightened. Realizing this is all it takes. So that is all. Is that what I have been reading books about for so many years? We like to be busy. We like to do, to improve and to solve. We like to set goals and attempt to reach them. Then we apply this pattern to our quest for freedom, and initially this gives us insights and some inner peace. Until one day you realize that through process, progress and working on it, you are actually abandoning yourself. That what you are longing for, you already are. Do not deny this any longer. Essentially, there is nothing to acquire. Self-realization is beyond any domain of attaining or doing. Well, what is it then? It is a revelation, a realization of the undividable, all-pervading mystery. It is a shift of perspective from I to thou. Your point of reference evaporates, and you are no longer anchored in I, but in the heart of all. So what happens to I? You realize that I is an assumption, an idea, the first idea from which all ideas spring. I has never been. It is only imagined. I, the root of all delusion and suffering, is an imagined separation from totality. We've come to see ourselves as an aspect of life, when in reality we are undivided life itself. The ensuing loneliness and constant craving brought about by this misunderstanding push more and more people onto a spiritual journey to search for the missing part, whereas all it takes is a shift of perspective. How do you make this shift? You don't make this shift. This shift comes about when you no longer interfere and no longer intervene. In this shift, I cannot be continued. The idea I simply evaporates and your being comes to rest in all. When I evaporates, how do you function? You come to live your best life, where all your qualities fully bloom. Nothing needs to be censored anymore. Nothing needs to be avoided or suppressed. You are simply present, simply aware. There is no more fight and no more fear. Then what makes the difference? I is the difference. All difference stems from comparison. You need two to compare, to define and to know. I is the point of reference from where you compare, from where you measure and form your ideas. That is why everybody is always right, because what you perceive is related to the position from where you look. Once this standpoint dissolves, your view becomes wide open and ideas become objects to play with. Please elaborate on that. I is our gateway into the world, into knowledge and into time. From this standpoint, we define and think and form our ideas. We define everything based on this assumption, and all thoughts, ideas, and opinions flow from it. At the same time, I is also the entrance to the open mystery of the fulfilled heart, the kingdom of one, your true home. In this coming home, I is left behind, just as a river ceases to be when it flows into the ocean. Living this mystery, resting in yourself, changes your way of perceiving. You are just present. The need for compulsive definition and commentary is erased. Is that all? When this painful sense of separation and loneliness evaporates, and when you are no longer ruled by the craving standpoint of deprivation, your life becomes soft, light, and joyful. You are merged with all and everything, allowing everything, no matter what. Isn't that everyone's desire? One would think so, and many do enter upon the great inner journey. But what happens when fear comes, or when your life is just arid and dry? Will you be impressed? And will your choices be defined by these feelings? Is freedom really what you want, more than anything? And are you prepared to be nobody? You need strong legs to be able to carry nothing. What do you mean by that? By experiencing, feeling, and thinking, we console ourselves that we are alive. We look for distraction all the time in an attempt to reassure ourselves and keep non-being at a distance. But one day, you will come face to face with emptiness, with nothing, and that can be quite confronting. We associate nothing with not being there anymore, with death. This, however, is a misunderstanding. Nothing is an idea. Emptiness is being without ideas, or seeing the transparency of all ideas. It is the dying of the imaginary reality of I. What dies in awakening is not you, but ignorance. What dies is death. And what about life? This emptiness fills itself with the fullness of life, with everything, and you realize that life does not need any support from any idea or conclusion. Living as pure awareness, without beginning or end, boundary or center. Interpretation, projection, and identification just fall away. This immediacy, the direct experience, is very intimate and very profound. Is then all pain and suffering gone? Pain is part of life. It is unavoidable. Everybody has to deal with it. Suffering is something else. It is identification with pain or resistance against it. Once you are open to the full expanse of life, just as it is, identification and resistance cease to exist, and all suffering dissolves. No matter how heartbreaking events in your life and the world may be, the light of perfection always shines through. No longer exclude anything. Simply allow what you experience and see that essentially you are unaffected by what you feel or what you think. What do you mean by unaffected? What you really are is perfect, not affected, whatever happens. See yourself as availability to all life, like the sky. Is the sky affected by what is happening within it? By cities, aeroplanes, trumpeting elephants, or by any experience you are having? Before you are free, truly free, no matter what you feel or experience. You talk about perfection. How can that be with all the wars going on? There is so much suffering, so much misery, and for what? For for ideas that need to be defended and fought for. In the world, things go exactly as in ourselves, where also the battle is going on to improve, to change, and to avoid. This is the primal war from which all wars rise. Stop the inner combat. This is the ultimate medicine. See that the world and all that lives abides in you as a dream. All is perfectly replete, no matter how it looks. Perfection sounds a bit boring. This inherent perfection has nothing to do with an idea of perfection. This perfection is of another order and cannot be experienced. The stilled perfection is what is, as seen through God's eyes. Surrender brings you into this domain. Surrender of the one who will never be able to accept war. Then you will see that surrender is another word for perfection. All of life is pointing to the one that shows itself in all experiences without its wholeness ever being disturbed. Wherever you look, you will see endless expressions of one. Reside in this unknown domain, resting in the liberating awareness of never having been away from yourself. Is there really nothing that I can do? Surrender means stopping all doing.